as they can. 2:18 to go here.
These are the kind of situations I'd like to see us have a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, like
I would never run this offense ever in my entire life. I don't know what it does for anybody. But 2 minutes to go here, nobody's going to play basketball. All right, to the basket. They go, nope, they kick it out. And that's the way you get a turnover. At least we got a turnover. Loggers are going to play basketball. We're not going to slow down. And Reback going to take it out.
I know, like Scott also said during one of our earlier calls here, he doesn't like the running clock either. He wants to see the game played.
Oh, absolutely. And, there we get some contact right there. And J.J. Drove got the contact from Auburndale, and it's going to be Loggers' ball. Hey, you should almost get those batteries ready. I got a feeling like this is, might be going quiet on us. You hear that noise?
Yes,
I do. Yeah. Are they in there?
Yeah.
Go get them. All right, J.J. over the lane to Braden. Braden from the left wing, minute 44 to go here. And Lane, a beautiful move left side, wasn't able to get it to go. Pulling away from it and going to get a foul. And, hey, what we're going to do right now, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We're going to call back in because my battery's going dead here.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Swish into a flavor paradise at John C. Mile Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter-pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Taco. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John C. Mile Corner, just 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Along with Steve Peters, we got our batteries changed out. We're good to go. And Jack and Drew coming out of the game, the seniors, their last time out there. And Loggers basketball here. JJ going to bring it up. JJ here. Here's next year's starting lineup. Steve Reback driving baseline.
Like I said, keep comes building.
Up. Yep, a call. Here's to JJ. A deep shot here. Here's Lane. 3-point shot goes up. Oh, I'm liking it already.
That one brought the rain.
It was. Hey, this group plays well together. They've played together for years and years right now. We're seeing next year's starters out there right now. J.J. Hakenin drive to the basket. And beautiful defense. Really, they got him for the cheapest foul. That was beautiful defense. A great strip.
Excellent hands.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right. We'll take it. And B.J. Loweri coming in. Arlo. Barron, Ty Henderson, and J.J. Braden and Lane going to take a break right here.
We're building something here.
Absolutely. I love that last minute we've seen right there with next year's starters out there. That made me really happy. That's my crew I've rolled with for many, many years, Steve. 47 seconds to go here. Auburndale with the ball. They drive blocked by Denzine, but a little bit of body. And it's going to be Auburndale shooting two free throws.
I remember Shea's first bucket in varsity ball. Wasn't it a corner three?
Yeah, corner three, yeah.
In Grantsburg?
Yep.
I'm excited to see him do a little bit more of that.
Yes.
And when I was asking earlier, what kind of game do you see of a former Logger? He's got a little bit of something of everything.
Shea plays multiple sports, works hard. He doesn't get a lot of time getting shots up like Lane and Braden and them do.
Yep.
When Shea does, he's a very effective shooter. Free throws were good there. 68-42. B.J. Loweri, the Micronesian sensation with the ball. It's high. Here's Arlo by the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Auburndale. 29 seconds to go. They're going to push. And they pick it up. They're going to run their offense. B.J. thought about the steal right there. And he's get it, B.J. To the basket they go. And there we go. That's okay, B.J.
You know, we're both pleased with the performance tonight for the Loggers. But one thing I want to see, 42 points. What can we do next year to increase that to 60, 70 on average?
Yeah, right, exactly.
60. Give me 60.
When they move the ball 65. Well with these shooters, they're very good. They're very effective.
What did we average, 58 this year? Is that what it was?
First free throw good for Auburndale. It's 69-42, 15 seconds to go. We're going to see if we can get Coach Ring up here after this game. Second one, that's an air ball. It's going to go to the Loggers. So 15 seconds to go. See if Loggers can get a score. DJ going to bring it up for the Loggers. And, yeah, Jeff and Scott, stick around a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the season and thank everyone. BJ, shot goes up. It's no good. Henderson with the rebound. Out to Arlo. 3 seconds. Got to shoot it, Arlo. Shot goes up. It's no good. That's the ball game, guys. It's 69-42. Here, final score. Phillips Loggers season is over with here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a three-minute timeout. We'll come back in 3 minutes for the Forward Bank postgame show.
Get in the game with Wargus Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Corbett with Copy Mold Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top quality molds with lightning fast lead time and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust Compu Mold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today. Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Jeff Haken and along with Steve Peters here in Auburndale, Wisconsin. Final score here tonight, the Auburndale Eagles 69 and the Phillips Loggers 42. Lopsided score, but it was a great game. Loggers down early right away, you know, by, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 points. And Loggers made a game of it the rest of the way out. We loved how they played. We loved the defense, the getting shots up. It wasn't just a game full of try to force it in the middle and turnovers and stuff like that.
That's not growth tonight. Absolutely.
I think this is everything that Coach Ring wanted. Talking to her before the game, you know, we want to compete, and that's the big, I want to compete.
Yep.
And after the first few minutes, it was like, oh, boy, what's going to happen here? Loggers competed after that. Once the ball went down, they really played a good ball game here. But
Soul was just, too much for us offensively with the three-point shooting.
Yeah.
It's hard to overcome early deficits, but they did a nice job weathering that storm,
yeah,
playing with confidence, playing with composure. Those are the things I want to see, the process. What is the process? How are we winning and building something?
You got it. We're going to go over the leading scorers here tonight, and it was Evan Scholl, 26 points for Auburndale. Caden Weinberger with 18. Caden Anderson with 12. Blake Robb with 6. A bunch of guys with 2 and 1 point for Auburndale. Exactly what you expect. Hey, let's take away Caden Anderson this game because he beat us well, and then they got another one.
Yep.
Auburndale, a good team.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens with Marathon. I'm assuming they'll play
tomorrow in Edgar.
Yes,
absolutely. For the Loggers, it was JJ and Lane with 9. Drew had 8. Colin had 6. Braden and Shea with 5. Kind of the balanced scoring that we're used to seeing. Used to seeing guys, 5 guys in double figures. They're not used to. At times, we've seen that, kind of close there again. But balanced scoring been in the name of the game for the Phillips Loggers all season long.
Absolutely.
It really has been. But great job. And
credit to JJ, I think, kind of running the show, getting everyone involved.
Yep.
Being patient, not forcing shots.
You got it. Facebook, stick around for just a little bit. But 98Q Country 8, thank you for a wonderful season. That's the last high school basketball game of the season going to be doing here. We had a great time. It was an amazing season.
Thank you for having me, too.
Congratulations to all the, good teams out there that we've been able to cover and kind of learn these kids and learn who they all are. And a lot of great local talent that we have and great families
and great
that we
kids,
see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, for a wonderful season. 98.3 for Jeff Hakenen, Nathan Podewell, Steve Peters, Scott Heckman. He ain't here. We guys wish you guys a wonderful night. Thank you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Sing my share of broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Thank you. Country.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gas tub, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Justin Lynch and Brian Curry trucking through another set of great country music, and here's Scotty McCreary.
Be making up in no time.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
As a kid, he wanted to be a bull rider. He's also skilled in archery. Sam Hunt, and there he is with Outskirts. And I'm Brian Curry. How's it going? Friday evening. Welcome to another weekend, first weekend of March. It's going to be spring before you know it. All the way, Luke Combs.